Thank you for holding. Is this Robert?
Yeah.
Hi, Robert. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Pretty good.
That's what I like to hear. I understand you were having a brief conversation with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over pricing. She basically said if I could apply this legacy rate and make it affordable for you, we may have a chance to work together and close out this excavation listing that we had become available in Gaston County. Did you have any questions in regards to the listing on Google aside from just the pricing?
No, and you say you're with something called Splash?
Yeah, Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner, so we're the highest rated Google partner in the industry. Google doesn't actually call the general public about these listings. They have us handle it for them, and we maintain it, and they collect the funds.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was wanting to find out, what y'all had to do with Google.
Yeah, we partnered with them. We've been in business since 2004, but Google started in 96, so we've only been around for 17 years, whereas they've been around for a bit longer. They've been around for 25.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. I sent you a text message to your phone as well.
Okay.
So that way you could see who we are and all the pricing structures. So there's a link in there. If you click on it, it'll take you right to our company's pricing page for this area.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I can't click on nothing while I'm on the phone.
Oh, okay. No worries. You're using Home Advisor now?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like that?
Hang on a second.
Sure.
Yeah. Want me to stay and help you?
No, I'll get it. Yeah. No, I got everything. Got everything. All right, I'll see you later. I told them I'd give them a try for a little while and see how that goes.
How are you liking it so far?
Well, I've got plenty of leads, but I ain't picked up no work off of them yet. But it's only a few weeks old, so. I've managed to get quite a few estimates out. Even I was sick all last week, so I wasn't able to go nowhere and do nothing last week, but I tried to catch some of that up this week.
Well, hopefully you feel
so, as far as the lead service goes, I mean, they got plenty of leads coming in, but some of them are not what you would call the greatest things in the world, but then it wouldn't have mattered if they had called me, just called me and not have went through them. I would have went out and gave them a price, even though knowing that the only reason they wanted a price was so they could make an offer on a house. Well, that's just the way things go with this kind of stuff. You know, you may get it, 3 months from now, and you may not. But but in the meantime, I had to pay for that. I have to pay for that lead, get it or not.
Oh, geez, what are they charging you for leads?
Well, that was a pretty big one. That one was kind of hefty because it was a decent sized job, about six grand. Normally they're around $40, but that one was like 130, I think.
Wow.
So they can get. I'm still in the process. I've tried to pin them down on what your criteria on. How much you figure for these things, and of course this was something I could have declined if I'd wanted to, but it was right, 15 minutes from my house, and I thought, $130 if I get it 6 months down the road, that's still gonna be pretty good.
Yeah, but you don't want to get charged $130 per lead, and there's gonna be times where you're gonna have to buy like three or four leads in order to land a job, So then.
Oh yeah.
You're paying $400 or $500, just to get one job.
Like I said, most of them are only $40-$45. And in this kind of work, you're not doing $150 jobs. So
there's $1,500 to $2,500 to $10,000. So if you're getting the right job, I have guys that are charging about $105 per cubic yard. On average, like $2,500 a day or $100 an hour, it's not unheard of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty common, those kind of prices are. I don't I don't have to charge that much, but yeah, that's kind of who I'm typically bidding against, is people who do charge a lot of money like that.
Yeah, I mean, but you shouldn't go below $1,500 for an 8-hour day either if you're doing some great.
Oh, right. Well, yeah. It depends on what you're doing. I mean, some of these things I can do for $600 because, you know, we go out there, we spend 3 hours on it, and then we leave.
Right.
We're not out there all day long. So
that's
it's
true.
Kind of a,
yeah,
you know,
I'm
you'd
more
like,
saying, like,
you'd like to make
hours.
$1,500 every day, but
yeah,
you know, sometimes it just ain't there.
Right. I'm thinking more of like an 8-hour day, you know, if you're out there for
right, yeah, if you're spending, if you're going out there and you get set up, you're spending eight solid hours out there working, yeah, you need to get that much.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually what it is for my guys. I mean, as far as if they're doing any kind of landscape grading in North Carolina, that's
mm-hmm.
usually just around the average is about $1,500 to $3,500 for an 8-hour day or a full day, depending on what they're doing. You know, sometimes it goes up. So it makes sense, you know, in your industry. If you pay $130 and you make $1,500 to get a whole day's work out of it, absolutely. But the problem for me and hearing what you're saying is you haven't got that job and you don't know if you will get that job. So it's
that's right. And
so
it, you know,
not
and
going
I,
out and not coming.
I checked on it, and you know, as far as the people that are happy with them, there's more people that are happy with them than are unhappy with them, but there's plenty of people that are unhappy with them. So
oh yeah, the business owners, you know, they've given home advisors some pretty nasty reviews.
Yeah, they do, but typically the people, when I read a lot of the comments, and typically the people that are not happy with them are people who are doing, you know, home repairs, and, you know, it's a $150 job, and they're paying $30 or $35 for a lead to a job that, you know, at most you're going to get $150 out of it.
Yeah,
that don't
crazy.
Make no sense.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, to me, that's not their fault. That's the guy's fault that's doing this stuff, you know. I don't know, you know.
Well,
I
so here's what happens. I mean, Home Advisor, didn't mean to cut you off, Robert, sorry. But Home Advisor, they put themselves on Google, okay? So those leads are coming from Google. But what happens is they turn around and they sell it for that $130 or that $45. But they sell it to four or five of you at a time.
Yeah, my experience has been they're selling it to two. It's usually two of us that are going out, so it's not been that bad. But I don't.
Well,
think
I had a
had
couple of
that.
Contractors that were buddies doing it in the same area, and they all got the same lead. It was like four or five of them.
Well, and you can. I guess it just depends on, you know, how many people they have in that area.
Right.
But typically, when they send me something out, they'll say referred to two, you know, to two people, me and one other. And,
yeah, but they're charging
you. I just happened to notice it.
Yeah, you got to compete. You got to drop your price to get those jobs if they're going to sell them.
Well,
like,
you know, what I do is just go out and give them my price, and, you know, if you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't. So you really, you know, I mean, you don't have no idea what somebody else, you know, somebody else may, you know, may need something real bad to do this week or next week or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
But anyway, you do what you do. But yeah, anybody that's calling looking for prices, or if, you know, if they got a brain at all, they're going to call more than one person anyhow. So you're always
right.
going to be bidding against other people.
Well, yeah, that's true. But if we list you on the first page of Google with the listing that we have available today, and I mean, we haven't had availability in this industry and area for over a year. But
uh-huh.
if we list you there, the customers can call you directly as a live call, and you don't get charged per lead. And you have to worry about your leads being sold to two or three other guys. You know, the customer.
Absolutely.
If they call you live, your conversion rate's almost 90%, the chance that you're going to get that guy. You know, they've already done their research. They're already looking for an excavator. They see your reviews. They see the website we built for you, and then they call you directly. They're ready to go. You know, so this will stop you from wasting a bunch of your time and giving a bunch of bids out.
That is a problem. Well, they can come up with quite a few of these leads.
Yeah, and it'll also save you money. You know, and you could cherry pick through the leads. If you don't want to take them, you don't have to take them. You don't feel like you have to take them because you're not getting charged $30 to $130. You know.
Yeah.
So you know what I've found is my guys who have used Home Advisor in the past, they're a lot happier with the first page placement on Google. I almost always wind up working with these guys long term because they'd rather have an unlimited amount of leads, know how much money they're spending each month, There's not a question mark there. You know, they know it's a flat rate. So, and then they want the calls direct. So I'm sure, you know, it's a month-to-month service. It's not going to take you longer than a month to see the difference. Okay?
Yeah. Well, how much is it per month?
Well, there's a guy like A&A Grading and Hauling Express Excavation. You know, these guys, they have the website and everything. It's our Platinum Package. The Platinum Package, it's advertised on our website at $599. So it's usually $599 a month. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's like maybe one job, right? But what I could do for you, if you want to come on board today, is I can reduce the first month's payment down to $398. And then each month after that, it'll go down even further, another $99 to just $299, and it would stay there. So you'd be paying half what they're paying. And the reason I'm willing to do that is because of the amount of experience you have. You're qualified for a longevity rate, so we have a feeling that you know what you're doing. You're going to be able to go out there and do quality work and take care of the customer. But also, if you're already spending money on Home Advisor, you know, I can't give you that money back, but I can help you make it back by lowering the cost of this. You know, each month you're going to have $300 less on the table. You know, I'm sure that will help offset whatever you've invested to Home Advisor to this point. I'm pretty sure you'll wind up canceling them after a while because it doesn't make sense to do that.
Well, yeah, and I've not had them long enough to really, you know, come to that decision yet.
Yeah, no, I'm not telling you to. Compare them. Yeah. You know? The proof is in the pudding. And you don't got to marry us in order for us to prove it to you either. Our services are month to month. So, you know, even if you just try it out for a month, you could try them side by side. I'm really confident that you'll end up liking the Google placement. Far more people just Google things rather than Home Advisor things.
That's how I find anything I'm looking for. I Google it.
And
that's when it pops up. Typically, I mean, you know, I needed to go see an audiologist not long ago. Pulled them up. Of course, you had the big expensive places pop up first, but then, you know, as you kept looking, you found some smaller places that were reasonable. And, but when you pull up Excavation, you don't find nothing but Yelp, Yellow Pages, Angie's, Thumbtack. The list just goes on and on and on.
You will run into
A&A right there on the front page. A&A and,
top ones.
Maybe T&L.
Kloniger's,
maybe Kloniger's. These are the big guys around here. A&A, Kloniger's, D&L. They're the real, you know.
Yeah, but on the surface, on the surface to the customer, they're not seeing everything that's going on within those companies. They're seeing these listings first. That's their impression. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and frankly, to be perfectly honest with you, my customer base is, I'm, you know, some contractors, you know, and homeowners, pretty much all A&A and those other big guys, they're just in the real big, you know, real big stuff. And I don't even know that they even send anybody out to look at jobs like I would look at.
Right. Well, that's an advantage on your part because, I mean, with these guys that are on the first page, there's only a handful of them that pop up first. Right, we have one listing available. You know, 90% of the searches that are done for an excavator in the last 30 days in Gaston County and surrounding areas, they all stopped right here on the first page. They start and stop. They didn't go down past that down to the bottom. They didn't go to page 2 or page 3. 90% of them are going here, and Home Advisor, Angie's List, those guys are feeding off the other 10% of guys that go down, and those 10%. Those people are price shopping, man. They're going down there to click on that listing, fill out that form, and get a call from, you know, 3, 4, 5 of you and see who's
right, yeah.
So you're putting, you're subjecting yourself to that where you're paying a lead fee and then you're dealing with a customer that's looking to get a lower rate, not really ready to do something right now. That's why they're willing to sit back and hear everybody out. You know, the 90%.
Okay, you're saying that the first month you said is what, $398
the first month, and then each month after that it'd be $299 if you choose to come back.
Okay. All right. This is the middle of the month. Can you start it in February, the 1st of February?
I would have to secure the listing today to take it off the board, but I can push your billing out 2 weeks to the 1st of March, so I could cover you through February.
Say that again.
So I would have to push your billing out 2 weeks in order to have it running on the 1st of each month, right? So if I start you up today, it's the 11th. It'd be $398
yeah.
a day. And you would be set to get billed again on the 11th of February for the following month. So it would normally cycle on the 11th day each month. You get that full 30-day cycle.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of locked into calendar months, you know.
yeah, no, I hear you. But
okay,
you would start it.
Like kind of immediately.
Yes.
But then I would be billed like on the 11th February.
Correct.
For this would be $398 for this time. Then on February it'd be $298.
$299.
And then it'd be $298 after that. Is that what you said?
Exactly. As opposed
yeah.
to paying $599 is what the main guys are paying now. Basically, everybody
yeah.
in this area that's on there is paying about $599. So I'd be charging you half price, you know, as long as you're with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I've got somebody beeping my phone like crazy. What do we do and how can we get this started? I don't know. I don't know who. Hang on a minute. That might be my wife.
Okay.
No, I guess it wasn't.
So if you want to give it a shot and commit to just the next 30 days, I'll create your profile, and we'll secure that listing. So that way we take it off the board, and then we'll circle back either later today or tomorrow, depending on what your schedule allows, to do a client interview. So I want to interview you, you know, make sure that we're getting you qualified leads, and we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. Also, I'm going to build a website for you. So I want to make sure I'm getting your input on that, because I'm going to build it and customize it, and I'm going to have it attached to your listings. I'm going to get some examples.
Does this cost anything?
No. I'm including that in your package, Robert.
Oh, okay.
That's no extra charge. I just want to make sure that you don't lack anything, okay? You say those companies are bigger than you, but online, it's going to be a level playing field between you and them, okay? So you
yeah.
get to cherry pick through the same amount of leads that they do. You can pick the jobs you want to go out on instead of just taking what's pushed your way.
Okay.
So
all
let me
right.
create
well,
your
we,
profile. What's your last name, Robert?
Elrod, E-L-R-O-D.
Okay. And are you the sole owner of RHE Construction and Excavation? Or Excavating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is your company an LLC at all?
No, huh?
Okay. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for the clients to get a hold of you. Did you want to use this line that we're on right now?
Right, yeah.
704-678-5015?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing since I'm putting you on that discounted pricing structure.
Okay. It's rhlrod1@gmail.com.
Oh, perfect. You're already a Gmail user. Okay, let me go ahead and update you here. And then Google's going to send a postcard to your address. Again, okay, we just want to verify you. We had you listed at 611 Koster School Road. Is that still accurate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you want us to hide your street address on Google?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Some people just don't want people showing up to their address, so we just put, you know, Bessemer City, NC 28016, you know. But
it doesn't matter to me.
Okay. I'm pro-Second Amendment, so anybody show up to my doorstep got a problem.
Well, yeah, if they're looking for... they've done that more trouble than they wanted.
Yeah, I got two babies, too. I'm like, that's bad news. Don't show up at my door uninvited. Okay. And then... what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Okay. What about Saturday and Sunday? You want me to put them as closed or by appointment only so they could call?
No, as far as making calls, they can call any time.
Okay. and then you could schedule out when you do the
work. Matter of fact, I mean, you might as well just put on where that they can call any time, because it don't matter to me.
Okay. So I'll leave the call button open for the mobile devices, so there'll be a little green light there, and they could call you anytime.
Okay.
I like that, too, because if you're just saying, hey, you're going to try it for a month, I want to make sure that you get as many opportunities as we can, so that way I can...
Well, I've been in this in construction since, I'm in like 40 years, 45 years. And back before we had cell phones, all our business was done at night, when you got home.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time anybody was around the phone. So, it's not new to me to be sitting on the telephone, and then on the weekends, sometimes that's when people decide to do something.
Right. Yep. The guys that have the money to hire you are going to be working too, usually during the week. So I try to explain that to people all the time, but they don't seem to understand that. They try to have the same business hours as people have work hours, and I'm like, that doesn't work.
Yeah. I don't know. I might like to work from 9 to 5, but I don't mind. I don't hardly call talking on the telephone work.
Right. Okay, so I have your business profile set up here. You don't have a logo or photos yet, do you, of like work that you've done in the past?
I have a Google ad now that has a photos on it.
Okay. I see that actually on Google My Business page. That's how we got your address verified here.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we could take those photos from there if that's what you want to use. I sent you a with my direct number and extension.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be here to help you if you need help throughout the campaign, if you want to make changes to your listing, you want to add photos or anything, feel free to call me, because a program like this, as a Google partner, we basically walk you through it. We're not going to make money if you're not making money. So we're pretty hands-on. We make sure that you're getting those calls and everything's working smoothly for you, so that way we can get you to come back basically each month. If you're seeing a 10-to-1 return on investment is usually what gets you to come back in your industry. So these guys spending $600 usually, or $599, we try to get them to about $6,000 is our target. And
that was pretty much what I was basing Angie's on too. Was if I spend $600 in a month, I better have picked up $6,000 worth of work.
We're going to be still going for that $6,000, but obviously you're only going to spend $299 because I lowered the price. First month, $299. So that'll still be our goal, even higher if we can. The more the merrier. If that's going to put us in a position to work together for the rest of the year, then that'd be great. But we got to take it one month at a time. So you have my number if you need help. We'll be walking you through it. Okay?
All righty.
And then I got to set up a time for a client interview. These client interviews, they usually take about 20 to 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's your schedule look like today?
If you could get up with me around 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Okay. I can lock it in between 4 and 5 o'clock today.
Okay.
Okay, and then I'll send you a text message around 3 o'clock just to make sure that that's still a good time for you, okay? If something pops up or changes, just let me know. They're going to send you an invitation to your Gmail as well, and I could reschedule it, but I want to try to get everything knocked out as soon as possible so that way I can start working on your website.
Okay, then. I'll be talking to you later on this evening.
Okay, and then the last thing we got to do before I let you go is I got to secure that first month's payment of the $398. Did you want to do that using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Let me find a mobile phone here. It's a Visa.
Okay, and I know it's Robert Elrod. Is there any middle initial on the card?
Let me look at it and see. I don't remember. It may have an H in there somewhere. Hang on, I'm going to lay this phone down to get it out.
No problem. I got a big picture of you popping up on my phone here because of your Gmail on my computer.
Yes, Robert H.
H, okay.
Elron.
And is the billing address the same as the business street address? That's 611 Coffer
yeah.
School Road? All
right. Right.
So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4264.
4264.
2892.
2892.
4440.
4440.
2741.
2741. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
925.
Okay, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
449.
All right, and then last thing I got to do is that before I can legally authorize any kind of transaction with RHE Construction and Excavating, is I got to walk you through a voice verification as an added form of protection for you. This is going to outline the service agreement since I have you on a discounted pricing structure, and then we're going to send this to you in writing with an invoice receipt. Now, as I'm walking you through this, Robert, if there's anything that I say that you don't agree with or you don't understand, you stop me. Okay, just say, hey, John, what does that mean? I could rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business today.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and is also an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
RHE Excavating and Construction.
Thank you.
Or Construction and Excavating.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute. And then can you please state your name and title within the business?
Robert Harrison Elrod, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
I will.
Okay. So, not saying you can't do anything. We're not telling you got to cancel Home Advisor or anything like that. We're just saying give us a heads up. Okay, that way I can make sure they're not doing anything for you that we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings that we created, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right, and it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is January 11th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $398 for the first month payment of our Platinum Package service. So I've included a .com website for you at no additional charge. I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement is going to be set up to automatically renew each month after this one on the 11th day, but it's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. Okay, so it's going to go down about $99 from the first month's payment. And then that $299 is locked in indefinitely. Okay, so it will be each month after this on the 11th day at $299. It states you can discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time because you're not binded to a contract. If you are going to discontinue our services, we ask that you contact us before the next billing is due so that way we could stop that billing cycle. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. So you should have got a text message that says, Robert, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's a link in there that'll have an outline of everything in writing. So it's going to have what you paid, and it's going to have all the products and features that we're providing for you. It's not a contract that you're signing there. Like, you're not, like, committing to multiple months, but it's just a written exchange of service. So that way you know what you're getting for what you're paying and that you're keeping that discounted pricing structure as long as you're with us. When you get some free time, it's going to ask you to sign the bottom of that. Basically, type in your first and last name. So if you could do that, that'd be great. If it's not done by the client interview, they'll kind of ask you to go back and do that. But that concludes our initial sign-up process. Did you have any questions, comments, or concerns?
No, not right now. I'll make them up some later, but not right now.
Okay, save my number, okay?
I'll do it.
I have it. I texted it over to you, but save that extension because our customer service line is the same, and they send that to you with every text and email, but you got to hit that 544 if you want to call me directly. Okay, I'm the one who set up all the discounts, you know. I'm
I'll take a screenshot of it then.
Yeah, I'm one of the directors here, so usually they don't get me on the line unless they want to work out something special with the pricing like we just did. So, you know, obviously they'll see my name on it, and then they'll understand why you're only paying half price, but I want to make sure that that's well documented too. So thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I'm going to let you get back to the rest of your day, but remember, we're going to circle back with you between 4 and 5 for that client interview today.
Okay, that's good. I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. You have a great day.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.